Well, I know that's true. You see, I grew up not knowing Jesus, and at a young age, I was pretty rebellious, and alcohol got the better of me. I was working on the rigs, and one evening, my mom and my older brother asked me if I would drive them to a camp meeting. And I really didn't want to. I knew what they were up to. But I thought, well, I guess I can go. And I went there and I thought, well, I don't have to go in. I can wait in the vehicle. But you know, when I got there, the music was so good, I thought, well, I'll go in. And I went in, and that night, at the end of the meeting, it was the first time in my life that I remember hearing Jesus preach to me about how he loved me and all that. And that night, I asked him to come into my heart. And working on the rigs, you know, the next day they wanted to go drinking again, and I knew I shouldn't, but somehow I give in, and I'm sorry to say that to you, but it's true. And about a month later, I went to go into Paradise Hill Bar, and a voice said to me, "You don't have to go in here anymore." And I said, "Well, you know, Jesus, I asked you to come into my heart, but, you know, let me run my own life." So he let me run my own life that day, and I guess conviction or something shut down my kidneys pretty well, and I got very sick. I guess it was alcohol poisoning, and sick all that night and all the next day, and I was used to hangovers. I knew this wasn't a hangover. The end of the next day there, I went to see the doctor, and he told me that my liver wasn't very good, and that I'd ruptured my esophagus, and if I get sick again, he said, you'd be dead in a half an hour. Stomach acids will come out of your stomach and into your chest cavity. Well, I wasn't sure if he was right or not, but that night I did get sick, 1 a.m, and I got a piece of paper and a pen, and I wrote down everything I have I want Linda Rohr to have, who's now my wife. Stuck it in my jean pocket, and I lay down on the bed, and it was like an elephant was standing on my chest. It got harder and harder to breathe. And it never entered in my mind to ask Jesus to forgive me. And when I finally couldn't breathe anymore, I give up, and down I went. And I want you to know it was pitch black. It was like a shaft, like a tunnel. And I was falling fast. First second felt good, no more conviction. The next second didn't feel so good. At that moment, Jesus called down to me, just surrender. And I said, okay, and I started coming up. And then I thought, no, that means I have to do what he wants me to do. And down I started going. I know there's nobody here tonight that's that stubborn and that strong-willed, but I'm sorry to say I was. And down I was going. And Jesus' voice kept pleading with me, just surrender. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He loves us so much. And he just kept calling, and his voice got fainter and fainter. Finally, I said, I'm sorry, and I meant it. And up I came. And I was in the ceiling, and my body was on the bed. And I wanted to get back together with my body. And the Lord granted that. I stand before you here tonight because of Jesus Christ and his grace and his mercy. And he extends it to every one of us. See, he went to the cross and allowed himself to be nailed there to pay for our sin. And he didn't have to. He chose to. And there's no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's what Jesus did for us. We wrote a song. It's called That's Love.